Thank you and good morning. Arcata police and sheriff's deputies were called to assist the California Highway Patrol at the scene of a vehicle collision in the 7200 block of West End Road yesterday afternoon. The CHP reported that there had been a collision and then some sort of altercation, and they were searching for a man connected to a vehicle at the scene. A woman had suffered serious injuries was found inside one of the vehicles, and a CHP helicopter and the Arcata Police K-9 unit were searching for a man who had fled the scene on foot and who remains at large. We'll provide more details about that incident when they become available. The District Attorney's Office announced yesterday that 33-year-old Dinsmore man Sean Applebaum faces up to 4.5 years in prison and also environmental violation penalties when he is sentenced in June. Applebaum pleaded guilty to being armed in the commission of a felony after he was arrested for marijuana grows on two parcels of land in Dinsmore. Applebaum had also diverted water from a nearby stream for the grows that contained about 9,000 plants. Applebaum was arrested by the Drug Task Force last August after they served search warrants at two properties and discovered the illegal grows along with 8 firearms. The sheriff's office has released the details from a sex offender sweep conducted across the county in the final week of March. Deputies from Humboldt and Santa Clara counties, U.S. Marshals, probation officers, and Rio del Police assisted in the work as they attempted to contact 329 people on the sex offender registry. 256 were contacted and found to be compliant. Others were deceased, and 67 were either out of compliance or couldn't be located. Warrants will be issued for those not in compliance with court orders. On Tuesday night, Fortuna police arrested two people wanted for a series of bank robberies and who also had federal warrants out in their names. Police were called to check on suspicious persons inside a parked vehicle on 2nd Avenue at around 10 o'clock and contacted John Shepard and Kimberly Blank, both from Trail, Oregon. After confirming their identities and the warrants, the pair were arrested and booked into county jail, where they will await extradition. The Mendocino County Board of Supervisors has approved the county's medical marijuana regulations for the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical cannabis. The regulations detail where medical cannabis can be grown, how much can be grown at one site, and who can grow it. And it also makes clear what constitutes a nuisance and acceptable behavior related to grow sites. Cultivation is banned in all residential properties less than 5 acres in size, and there are provisions for local cities to make amendments to suit their needs. Mendocino County is still working on crafting state-level business licenses for eligible growers, but changes in state requirements are expected before that will be completed. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
Cal OSHA and Humboldt County Risk Management are investigating an inmate work-related injury that occurred Tuesday afternoon. A 27-year-old male inmate working at the Sheriff's Work Alternative Program sustained a serious injury to his hand while working a large wood splitter. The inmate was transported to an out-of-area hospital and is currently in stable condition.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown continue to lobby for the passage of the latest transportation bill that would raise taxes on gasoline and diesel fuel and increase vehicle registration fees. Supervisor Rex Bone, along with nearly every other county official concerned with infrastructure, has spoken on several occasions about the need for money to fix local roadways and maintain them. Bone said that he, along with officials at the Rural County Representatives of California, recognized that the funding is needed to begin to make repairs and that the money from the state, about $6 million per year for Humboldt, is a good start.
What the state offers to give us, our breakdown on the state, is about $6 million for Humboldt County annually. Would that make a big difference for us? We're putting $1.5 million of Measure Z funds and it makes a huge difference. $6 million would start chipping away at the infrastructure.
No one likes a tax hike, and for business owners on the North Coast who operate heavy machinery and who buy a lot of fuel, another increase is hard to swallow. Bone also said that the measure is not a done deal.
It doesn't taste very good, but I haven't eaten in 2 days, so I'm going to eat it. It's just not the best thing that's been handed to us, but it's not all bad. But it's the only thing we're going to get. There's not going to be anything else out there. I heard the other day that the governor is going to have to get on the phone and make personal phone calls and pleas, which means promises, to get it to go.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.